This is the news in brief from the United Nations. To East Africa first, where a UN-led bid is underway to ensure that migrants and host communities have access to life-saving COVID-19 vaccinations. The plan from the UN International Organization for Migration, or IOM, is to ensure the continuation and scale-up of essential health and other services that have been disrupted by the pandemic. Thousands of people need assistance now, said IOM Regional Director for East and Horn of Africa, Mohamed Abdika, adding that migrants and other vulnerable groups risk being left out as countries start to roll out their COVID-19 vaccination programs to curtail the pandemic. Over the past year, the region has seen livelihoods interrupted and access to healthcare limited because of the crisis, IOM reported. Migrants are among the most vulnerable members of society, having lost their jobs and then their homes, the UN agency said in an appeal for $87 million to support recovery activities in the East and Horn of Africa. The work of journalists the world over is under threat when reliable information has never been so important, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres warned on Monday, which is World Press Freedom Day. In an appeal to governments to support a free, independent and diverse media, the UN chief underscored the key role of the media in combating a flood of misinformation during the COVID-19 pandemic. This was despite the fact that the economic impact of the new coronavirus has threatened to close them down, Mr. Guterres maintained. He said that as budgets tighten, so too does access to reliable information, while he also noted the personal risks that journalists and media workers face just for doing their jobs, from censorship to harassment, detention, and even death. Parts of the online economy have boomed since COVID-19 began, while some firms that were popular pre-pandemic have seen a reversal of their fortunes. So, is there a chance they might go offline? That's the question posed by UN trade and development experts UNCTAD, who've delved into a mind-boggling amount of data concerning our online shopping trends from the past year. According to their findings, the online sector saw its share of sales grow overall, notably in the Republic of Korea, where internet sales increased up from around 1 in 5 transactions in 2019 to more than 1 in 4 last year. But UNCTAD said that among the top 13 e-commerce firms, most being from China and the US, those offering ride-hailing and travel services have suffered. These include holiday site Expedia, which fell from 5th place in 2019 to 11th in 2020, a slide mirrored by travel aggregator Booking Holdings and Airbnb. By comparison, e-firms offering a wider range of services and goods to online consumers fared better, with the top 13 companies seeing a more than 20% increase in their sales, up from 17.9% in 2019. These winners include Shopify, which saw massive gains, up more than 95% last year, and Walmart, up 72.4%. Overall, online business-to-consumer sales for the world's top 13 companies stood at $2.9 trillion in 2020, UNCTAD said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.